Tonight, we're going to talk about properly handling transition and inheritance. That ain't too many big words, is it? It's just a bunch of words put together that sound like they're too many big words. We're going to talk about properly handling transition and inheritance. The two things go together. And then we're going to handle transition and send some people into their inheritance. Listen to this. Everybody looking at me? Everybody good? You can take notes, even if you're not looking. If you're not looking at me because you're writing, that's okay. But either you're writing or you're looking at me. Got it? We're good? Because I want you to get this. This is important. God is serious about his children. He died for you, so we know that he's serious. And growing up is a natural process. It's one that God himself ordained. During the growing up process, there are seasons of transition. The moving from one place to another. According to Psalms 37:23, the steps of a good, righteous person, holy person, are ordered by the Lord. God has led you to where you are, and he is leading you through where you are, and will continue to lead you to your next assignment, your next phase, your next position, your next glory. In that next glory, you will have access to a new level of the intended inheritance for you. I'm going to stop right there for a second. In that next glory, you will have access to a new level of his intended inheritance for you. And we'll talk about how that works in just a second. Let me find my place. So transition is not a punishment. It is a promotion. Our flesh may get attached to familiarity. We may begin to get comfortable where we are and with our and who we're surrounded with. But understand that God foreknew you before the foundations of the world. And he has a plan for you according to Jeremiah 29:11. He has a plan for your life. A plan that was established long before you ever took your first breath. Every moment, every circumstance, everything that you need, every relationship that you need, it has all been ordered. Transitions are no different. They are his way of moving us from one place to another, one level to another, one glory to another glory. It is God's way of moving you into position to take hold of what is yours, your inheritance. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you have always gotten. The Word of God declares that you are too good for that. You are royalty.
That's right.
His desire for you is greater, more, increase, enlarged territory. So attempting to stay in your current position will only get you so much. In order to take hold of your inheritance, you must transition. Now, I don't typically like to read something that long because I know your attention span.
What?
Exactly. Exactly. Your attention span is like, squirrel. Uh-huh. Ooh. You know, I'm talking, you thinking about what you're going to watch on TV. Really? 24? Somebody yelled out 24. That's a brave man right there. Listen to this. I want you to understand that transition is a natural process. It's something that has to happen. And if you don't properly handle transition, what you will become is bitter and you will miss out on what God has for you in the transition. You will become bitter. You'll get mad because somebody made you change something or somebody moved you. Or somebody changed your environment, or somebody upset your apple cart. If you are an upcoming seventh grader, I'm going to stop calling you an upcoming. If you are a seventh grader, all the seventh graders, y'all just went to the eighth grade. All the eighth graders, y'all just went to the ninth grade. If you hear this one, if you hear you came in the door and you stopped being a sixth grader at the beginning of the summer, bless your heart, baby. You a seventh grader now. Because they said that the only way I can be legal is that you be in the seventh grade. So I'm going to be legal, you in the seventh grade. You understand me? Just saying. All right. If you are a seventh grader, understand this. Being in 1440 is not a punishment. You didn't get super kids robbed from you. All right? I'm not. Now, Pastor John, don't give out as much candy as there is in Super Kids. I'm sorry. And not only that, but I'm not as pretty as Pastor Jen, as Commander Jen. I try to be. I put on eyeliner and everything, and it didn't even work. She puts on eyeliner, she looks good. I put on eyeliner, and I get arrested. Just saying. For no reason. I was like, sir, you got probable cause? He said, you got on eyeliner. You really want me to give you probable cause? Anyway, God has, number one is this. God has an inheritance for you. Psalms 106, verses 4 and 5 says this. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that you have toward your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory in your inheritance. Little A, God looks at his people with favor. It says, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that you have toward your people. Favor means that you're in good standing with God. You may not be in good standing with anybody else, but you are in good standing with God. God likes you. He likes you. I don't care what you've done or what you did before you got here. He likes you. He likes you. He takes pleasure in you. He takes pride in you. He likes you. So you have favor. This season is not a punishment. Little B is this. There are inherent benefits to salvation. So if you're saved and you call Jesus your Savior, you get a couple of benefits that I'm going to mention. Number one is this verse says you can rejoice in gladness and you get an inheritance. You don't just get to enjoy rejoice in gladness, you get an inheritance. Now, what is an inheritance? It's something you get when somebody dies. That is the best definition of inheritance ever. Because Jesus died, and baby, you get an inheritance. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Come on, y'all. Is y'all sleepy? Yeah. Somebody brew some coffee. Jesus. Acts chapter 26, verse 17, 18 says this. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles. This is God talking to Paul. Paul is recounting his salvation experience. He says, I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So because of your faith in Christ Jesus, you get an inheritance. And your faith will activate that inheritance. But I want you to understand this. Your faith activates your inheritance. So number one is you get an inheritance. But number two is this. Transition increases your ability to take hold of your inheritance. Transition is directly related to your inheritance. Some of y'all looking at me like you don't believe me. Okay, listen. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 through 18 says, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So you're transitioning into God's image as you walk out this Christian experience, as you walk out this Christian life, that transitioning into the image of God begets glory to glory. God does not give you anything cheap. He also doesn't give you anything that he's going to allow to get old. Some of y'all are like, what? My grandmama was saved until she was 99 and a half. That got to get old at some point. No. He's constantly changing the things that he gives you from glory to glory, from good to mo better. All of my jokes are just falling flat tonight, Jesus. He's constantly moving you higher. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm going to have to start demanding an amen corner. You are taking hold of more now than you ever did in your last phase. How many people in here, and I've asked this question before, how many people in here would say over the past 3 months that God has taken you from okay to better, to mo better, to mo better? He's moved you from a glory to a glory. Let me see your hand. Understand this. When you move from one phase to another phase, did you get more of your inheritance? Yes. You were able to grab hold of more because your position changed. Your position changed because you plugged into him. And the more you plug into him, the more you demand on your faith that your faith be activated, the more he will move you from one place to another. And that next place will put you in a position to reach more. For instance, if I'm sitting where he's sitting, can I reach Rebecca? Wave your hand, Rebecca. Everybody don't know who you are. Can I reach her? No, but if I change my position, I can reach the child. Right? If you tell me to change the light bulbs in this room, can I reach them? No, but if I go higher, then I can reach them. If I go higher, then I can reach him. What did you say, John, on the Isle of Patmos? After these things, I looked and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking to me saying, come up here and I will show you things which must take place after this. John couldn't get the revelation that we now call the book of Revelations unless he went higher.
That's right. Come on.
You can't stay where you are and get more. You need to come up here. Your reach will always be limited by your unwillingness to transition. But if you're willing to transition, you will be put in a position to reach more. So tonight, we're going to transition some people. If you're a senior who just graduated, I want to invite you to the stage. That's right. That's right. You can clap for them. We love them all. Take the stage. Take the stage. Get on up there. Climb, climb, children. Climb. Climb, climb, climb. I need this and this. Y'all can have all the rest of it. Lord have mercy. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Rebecca, that's yours. Julia, that's yours. Jacinda, down there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All right. I asked these guys to prepare a quick testimony of what 1440 has meant to them. For those of you who don't know, the way this works is these guys will be transitioning out of 1440. And into our young adults ministry called The Bridge.
Yeah.
Amen. Whoop, whoop, Pastor Donnie. In doing so, I wanted to give them an opportunity to speak. So without further ado, I'm going to let them tell you in their own words what 1440 has meant to them.
I got some, hello, 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 hello. Hello, can you hear me? Yes, no, yes. I get a thumbs up. Okay, I got some first. For those of you who are just coming in, my name is David Abrams. I am a senior. Okay. I was a senior. I graduated. Thank you. There was a moment in my life where I had to decide, do I want this? There was a moment when I had to decide, where am I to run? There was a moment to how I spent every other moment. 1440 has taught me that each moment there is a decision to live for Christ or to live for crap. Every moment there is a death and a birth. Every other moment there is a burglary, a kidnapping, a raping, and a bullying. In smaller moments, there are thoughts that mean weeds or wonders. With those thoughts, words are created, and with those words, life and death is created. 1440 has taught me how to utilize each moment, thought, and word, all for the glory of God.
Amen.
In case you don't know me, I'm Cassandra.
She'll be signing autographs after service is over.
Okay. Just one thing. Can I tell you guys that I love you all so very much? Okay. I'm going to read this now.
There you go.
1440 has pushed me so far out of my comfort zone. It has inspired me to be the best me that I could be. It has been a training ground for all the things that I want to do in life. It has been a safe place for me to find out who I am, to learn from mistakes and rejoice in the victories. I've learned how to talk to people, like really talk to them about meaningful things, whether I've known them for 3 years or 3 minutes. I've learned that I am capable of so much more than I ever thought was possible. I've learned how to loosen up and have fun while serving my amazing father. And I've learned how to listen and put to work what I've heard, not just hear a good message only to forget about it later, but truly apply these tools that I've been equipped with, because that's what every message you hear is. Every message you hear in this youth group is a tool to help you walk victoriously in life. My time as a student in 1440 has been the best 6 years of my life. And I'm so honored to have been a student in 1440 with you all. So take care of each other, everybody. Your best friends, your acquaintances, and the people you just met. Make sure that everyone who walks through those doors knows that they are valuable, that they are loved, and that they will never be alone. You're going to make 1440 the best it has ever been, and I cannot wait to see what it becomes.
Oh, is it my turn? Okay. Hi, I'm Julia Green. If y'all don't know me at all. Hi. Okay, I started coming to EMIC in 1440 just after convention about a year ago. I was looking for something that I had lost at my former church home, and I found it here when I came to 1440. I found a community and true friends and people I could lean on that helped me back to the Lord. My youth leaders became some of my closest friends and advisors, and here, I have rebuilt my faith and have felt it grow in the past year. I've learned a few things since I started coming here, mostly about our trust in the Lord and in each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. I've also learned that someone is always praying for you, whether you know it or not. And I've made so many good memories here, and I hope the same for the new seventh graders as they move up in 1440.
Hi, I'm Rebecca. Since joining 1440, I have become more comfortable around others. The leaders here are awesome, and they helped me overcome some issues and how to deal with changes in life. And because of 1440, I'm a stronger person.
Hi, I'm Jacinda.
Hey, Jacinda.
And funny enough, I'm actually used to working the microphones backstage back there, so this is a new experience. But EMIC has been my church for my whole life. I started in Super Kids when Super Kids was actually in here, and then worked my way all the way through Super Kids and now 1440. And through that time, we have all been through different pastors, but each of those pastors meant something for me for that season in my life. When it came to Pastor Jeremy, you could see the passion that he had for us, and he even taught us good life lessons for later on in life, like how to totally trust in the Lord when it comes to finding the right person in your life when it comes to marriage. When Pastor Ryan and Rebecca were here, there was a certain sermon that actually helped save my life because I was in a very low point in my life, and I just needed that encouraging word to keep going with my life and not give up in it. When Kevin Daughtry was here, such a fun guy, able to incorporate the word with technology, but also be able to show you that no matter what past you came from, it didn't matter that you were able to, you can still serve the Lord and such, have a fiery passion for the Lord. And Pastor Jen, Bishop Jen, whatever you called her, bless her heart, she taught us so many things. Yeah, she taught us so many things. But one thing that in her time of leaving is that she taught us to trust in the Lord because he has the right plan for you, even if it seems hard. She was going through a transition. During that time, that was a huge transition for us. But because of that transition, we now have our current pastor, Pastor John. And so far,
I will also be signing autographs later.
And he has done so much for us just in these short months that he's been in. And one thing I can definitely say is that he can help us and continue to teach us that us youth can have a fiery passion for God. And it doesn't matter how young that we are, that we can go out there and change the world because we are that generation. Yeah. As for, to wrap it up, as for me personally, like I said, 1440 has been a big part of me, even at times when I haven't been able to be here physically. Every single time I came back, it helped to re-energize me, recharge me, especially in the times in my life that I needed it. And 1440 has been through transitions, but at the same time, they were needed, and it just kept building up and building up, kept getting better and better. And I know that for me personally, it's going to continue. And for the seventh graders out there, and even the people who aren't seventh graders, they're all the other grades in between, it's going to keep getting better, keep growing better. And yes, that's all I have to say.
All right. Kelsey, if you'll join me on this side, seniors, if I will, can ask you to, I'm sorry, young adults, if I would, if I could have you move that way. If you are a seventh grader, if you are a new seventh grader, I want to ask you to come up here and join us. Turn up! Turn up! Woo! What's that, Mignon? David, you don't count, baby. You don't count. Get back over here. Really? I saw you trying to do, trying to get over there. That ain't cool. I know, right? I'll let you know what's happening in just a second. If you guys can come out here and stand right here. Turn toward me. Come in. Come this way. Come this way, son. There you go. Come on. Come on. I promise not to bite you. At least that, not during this part of the service. It's a whole other part of the service. We have a special treat for you guys. I wanted you to hear these guys, but I've asked our seniors if they would do something unique. I've asked them to give you a charge for 1440. This is a step higher for you. You are, God is bringing you up. You are being promoted. You are coming to a new level. And in that new level, I wanted you to hear from someone who has gone through your level what it is that you are about to experience, and the anointing and the glory that's a part of that. Because to be honest with you, we're gonna demand some things out of you. We're gonna use you. We intend on not just letting you fade into the shadows. We want you to be a part of our family. And so I've asked Cassandra and David if they would speak on behalf of our senior class and just impart some things into you.
Check. Yeah, it's working. If I cry, it's because I love you guys, okay? I love you so much. On behalf of Pastor John and Brittany, Kelsey, and all of our staff and volunteers, I would like to officially welcome you into the 1440 family. Woo! As of tonight, you are a full member of this family, and there is no bottom of the totem pole. Your voice has just as much consideration as any other member of our family. And you are just as important to 1440 as any other student. Tonight you are home. We welcome you with open arms, figuratively and seriously. We, the seniors of this youth group, encourage you to make 1440 your home. Make it all that it can be. The future of 1440 does not depend on our pastors. The future of 1440 does not depend on the amazing staff. The future of 1440 does not depend on the amazing volunteers. The future of 1440 depends on you. This is your youth group, and we are waiting to see what you do with it. Bring your anointings, your gifts, your talents, your abilities, your ideas, and your creativity. Make this place your home. Let it be said one day, when you're standing in our shoes, that 1440 is a better place because of what you did. We believe that you are going to do great things for the kingdom of God, both while you're in 1440 and as your life, in your life as a whole. So don't waste these years. Your best moments are in front of you. Step into them with authority and courage. We speak Joshua 1:9 over you. It says, have faith. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Do not be afraid, nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We know firsthand that God is present in 1440. All fear must leave when you step into this place. This is a place where your faith will be challenged. So take ownership here. Take dominion. You guys are the heir.
So we charge you today with this charge. Be a student of the Word of God. According to Psalms 119, hide his word in your heart. Make fear your enemy. You are of the faith breed. According to Hebrews 10, we are not of those who back down. We are of those who believe. Worship with all you've got. Give God all that you have every time you get the chance. Be creative. Write songs. Write stories, write poems, put together dramas, choreograph dances, whatever talent you have and ability to do it here. Make it your act of worship. Get involved and stay connected. It is your job to get plugged in. Make your spiritual growth a priority by getting involved in everything that your youth group is doing and has to offer. Serve. Be the chief servant. 1440 will be known by the love that we have for one another and the love that we show to others. make service your act of love. Lastly, live on purpose. Glorify God in all that you do and say. Everywhere that you go, you are a reflection of Jesus Christ, Eagle Mountain International Church, and 1440. Live every minute of every day for the glory of God. This has been our youth group, our home, our place of growth and development, our place of equipping, and now it is your youth group. We leave it in your hands. We have set our faith that you will love and cherish it the way we have. Father, I lift them up to you right now. Every single individual that is standing here today, let this be a moment of coming up in your glory, as well as a coming up into the next place that they have for their lives. And let it be said of this generation that they were not ones that wavered, but that they pulled more of their age into a growing, vibrant youth group.
Yes.
That they set out and made new disciples that built new youth groups in different places. Let it be said of this generation that the younger generation looks up to them and says, I want to live like that. Lord, let your love cover them as they enter into this new atmosphere of this new place. Lord, it may be a new place and a new atmosphere, but you are still the same.
Yes.
And they know you. And they know you. You know him, right? Do y'all all have Jesus in your heart? Yeah? Okay, good. Just want to make sure. Because otherwise we got a problem. Easy fix. Pastor John, the Lord showed me something and have them come down off the altar.
We love you. Welcome. 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 Give them a round of applause. I'm hugging you, sweetheart. That's cool. Come over here. They got issues with proximity. They don't like to touch it. Everything.
Just, hey, John.
Yes.
John, it's called a group hug.
Oh, it's a group hug?
It's a group hug.
Is it a group
hug? It's okay. A group hug.
Okay. Is that
group hug. Come on, thank guys.
You.
Bring
all right,
it
group
in.
Hugs.
It's
there
okay.
You go. Group hug.
Just accept it. Just accept it.
There you go. Just ease
it's
on
good.
In here. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Look
bring
at
her
that.
On in here. That's so sweet.
Okay.
All right.
Sixth
graders, go back to your, or seventh graders. I'm sorry. If I call you sixth graders again, be like, Go back to your seats. Seniors, if you guys will stay up here. Brittany.
Just spread out.
Brittany, where you at? Come here.
Do what you want. There you go.
You thought I was going to let you get off the hook?
Yes!
Your only friend right now is the clock. Because we got to get out of here. So, Kelsey's got to, no, you're good. Just hold on to it. We want to charge you as well. You are about to embark on the next phase of your life, and we want you to know that we stand with you. This youth group stands with you for the rest of your life. Just like for the rest of your life, some of you are super kids. For the rest of your life, you will be a member of 1440. We're not kicking you out. You don't lose your membership. And so I've asked Kelsey to speak over you. And then I'm going to speak over you, and Brittany and me and Kelsey are going to pray for you. Kelsey?
Just pass it around and share. Sure.
Man, as I was thinking about what to say to you guys, I realized that nothing I could say would be as impactful as what the Lord has to say. And so what I want to read over you guys and charge you with comes out of Philippians 3. And I may not read the whole thing, but I'm telling you all to read it because it's awesome. So I'm going to kind of jump over things. But I want to start in verse 8. And it says, "Yes, furthermore, I count everything as loss compared to the possession of the priceless privilege, the overwhelming preciousness, the surpassing worth and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, and of progressively becoming more deeply and intimately acquainted with him. For his sake, I have lost everything and consider it all to be mere rubbish. I pray that as this life presents you with things that may seem thrilling, that may seem exciting, that you would count it all at loss compared to knowing Christ Jesus."
Yes, yes.
In verse 9, it says, "And that I may know, actually be found and known as in him, not having any self-achieved righteousness, that I may be called my own, based on my obedience to the law." You're going to find a lot of people as you go to college, as you go to the military, as you go into the workforce, that people your age are looking for themselves. They're trying to find who they are. And in a certain sense, you guys are similar. You're about to own things that you didn't have to own before. Decisions are now yours to make. Not your parents, not ours, not anybody else's. But you guys know who you are.
Yes, you do.
You are children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Don't ever forget that.
Yes.
In those moments where you have questions about who you are or what I'm supposed to do, may you find them in him alone. It goes on to talk about becoming more acquainted with the power of Christ that lives within you. Each and every one of you has the power that raised Christ from the dead living inside of you. You are made in his image. Don't forget that. Walk in that every day because people are looking at you. People are looking at you. Are they going to see just this outward appearance, or are they going to see Jesus? He keeps on going, and he says a little bit further down, which I totally scrolled my finger by accident. Dang it.
Technology.
I know. Paul, he says in verse 12, he says, "I'm not that I've already obtained it or that I already have made perfect, but I press on if it so be that I may lay hold of that which I also laid hold on, or which I was also laid hold upon by Christ." What has Christ laid upon you guys? Maybe you're still searching for that. But I pray that when you find it, you hold on to it with a fierceness that no matter what anyone else tells you, you are going to be so single-mindedly focused on what the Lord has called you to do that no one and no thing can deter you from that. No financial burdens, no impossibilities can deter you from that because you serve a God of the impossible.
Yes, you do.
And each and every one of you has a high calling upon your lives.
Come on.
And don't be content with being complacent like the rest of your generation is.
Come on.
That's right.
Don't be comfortable.
Yeah.
Don't go for easy. Go for the challenge. Because it's there that you're going to walk on water. There you're going to raise the dead.
Yeah.
And you can do it. It's something that you hear all the time here is you can raise the dead, but I'm telling you, each and every one of you can raise the dead because the same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in each and every one of you.
Yeah.
And we may not always be here physically for you, because some of you are going to California. Some of you are going to be in foreign countries. Whatever.
Yeah. It's all good.
We love you.
We do.
And we'll do everything that we can to be there for you all along the way. But there's one person that's always going to be there, even in your darkest moments, when this moment is far from your mind, and that is Jesus Christ. Yeah. Cling to him. You may not have all the answers, but seek him. Seek him. That's all you have to do. Walk by faith. Seek him. And he will meet you there every time.
And so I charge you with this. First and foremost, get aggressively connected to Pastor Donnie. Your coverings in your life are the most important things. Starting at the very top with Jesus Christ, he covers you. The Holy Spirit is inside of you, and that is a covering. Your parents are a covering. Some of you will go on and get married in future years. Wives, that is your covering. Husbands, you are to be a covering. Pastor Donnie is now your covering. So get aggressively connected to him. Stay aggressively connected to his vision. Stay aggressively connected to what the Lord is telling him concerning your generation. Be his champion. Just like you've been my champion. Be his champion. Cheer for him. Do for him. Serve him. And in that serving and doing and cheering, you will find purpose. You will find blessing. You will find increase. You will find prosperity. The dispensation of his grace will fall upon you. Dream big. Always ask God this question: is that big enough? Don't ever ask God, can I really do that? Always ask God, is that big enough? Are you sure you want me to preach to 50,000? I mean, I'm thinking 50, but you may have 150 in mind. He's a big God. Don't limit him with your mind and with your thoughts. Ask him, is that big enough? Guard your heart. Aggressively guard your heart. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 says, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge, by professing it to some have strayed concerning the faith. Grace be to you. Don't stray from your faith. Overcome the real world. Dominate the real world, because there is a real world, but we're not sending you to the real world. We're sending you out as strangers in a land. We're sending you out as children of the King of Kings. Overcome that world with your faith, with your knowledge, with your blessing, with your grace, with your anointing, with your message of prosperity. When they look at you and say, that's strange, you look at them and say, my God is big. And I will not limit him by abandoning my faith. Lastly, become a doer of the word. Become a doer of the word. Use your faith. Lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. Raise the dead. Walk in prosperity. Don't ever let anyone get you to settle for lack, for less than. Don't ever let anyone get you to compromise. Don't ever hear the person who says that this is just the way it is and it's always been that way, so it always has to be that way. You are a world changer. You are a dominator. You are a dominion taker. You overcome. You don't lay down and get rolled on. You roll on. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap upon themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. People are going to call you strange, and you are. People are going to say you're weird, and you are. People are going to hear you talk in tongues, and they're going to think that you are crazy. Truth be told, you are. But I would rather be weird, strange, and crazy, and anointed, and operating in grace, than to be cool and accepted and have no power. You have power. You have an anointing. And so we pray according to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, that as you move from this place, as you move into this next phase of your life, that you would move with might, dominion, prosperity, faith, power, according to the grace that is dispensed upon you right now in the name of Jesus. That you would overcome the world. That you would never, ever walk in anything other than the complete and total anointing of God. That you would let him move you into a place of greatness. That you would let him move you into a place of power. That you would let him move you into a place of might. He is taking you to a new level. Embrace your new level. Step into this new place. Step into this new life. Step into this new strength. You are moving from glory to glory. And now glory falls upon you that has never fallen upon you before. There is an anointing and a word inside your mouth that you have never spoken. Those of you who are up here are going to experience talents that you've never unlocked. Those of you who are up here are going to experience a conviction that you've never had. You're going to become obsessed with the word of God. You're going to become obsessed with his presence. You're going to move into a place where you speak to your generation, and the people in your generation are going to be different. The people who come in contact with you, when you step into rooms, the power of God is going to go with you, and you are going to change the atmosphere simply because you are not normal. You are abnormal, and you should embrace it because the power of God follows it. And where the power of God goes, so his glory goes. And where his glory goes, so the fire of him goes. And when his fire touches it, it will never be the same. We love you, and we release you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Y'all give him a hand. All right. I got one last thing to do, and then we have cake and hot dogs and some other stuff for y'all. One last thing to do. If you were an eighth grader and you're moving into the ninth grade, if you're going into high school, stand up for a second. All right, let's give them a round of applause. Woo! You are transitioning. If you were a junior and you are now a senior, stand up. Yeah. I'm excited to see where you're going to lead us. You are the next generation of seniors, you're next. We love you. Everybody give them one more hand. It's going to be the best year of your life. All right, let me pray over you. You can go. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for transition. We thank you for properly discerning and handling transition. And God, most of all, we thank you for your power and your presence. We thank you for every good thing that you've poured out on us. Now bless this food, bless our fellowship, bless our time together, and use it all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed.